I'd like to sort of do a couple of things, just a bit of a finale. I want to praise here John Pilger.
Yes.
Undoubtedly, John was the greatest documentary maker of his generation, without a doubt. No competition. Heads and shoulders up there. Not mentioned in our parliament. No state funeral. And what's wrong with these people that a slight offence of criticism and they become vindictive and turn their backs? John Pilger. Wilfred Burchett.
Yes.
Another great Australian never mentioned. He was the first journo, or reporter better said, first reporter to report on Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and the catastrophe of that bomb drop. He also reported on the attempt by the Americans to, it was UN actually, but the principally United States, to destroy North Korea. The Curtis LeMay, in charge of the Air Force at the time, said to the other generals, look, I've bombed everything twice. There's not a stone upon a stone left in North Korea. We only know that through Wilfred. We must reverence these people, otherwise we are cast adrift without ancestors, without a substantial body of culture to rest our hearts on. Important. Julian Assange, another one whose freedom tonight we celebrate. What brought about Julian Assange's freedom? Us. You and me. You generically, me generically. All of us. It was a phenomenon that was extraordinary to be involved in, to watch an incoming tide rise to a king tide and then become a tsunami. And that tsunami propelled the Parliament of Australia to make a motion to the United States, the mighty United States, who we're fearful of. They stood up. Antoinette Latouf mentioned that she is involved in setting up something which will examine what it is to be brave. Well, it certainly is of our parliament to say to the United States, we want this lad brought home. Then a delegation goes from Australia to the United States Congress and says, look, fellas, this is our citizen. It needs organising. Get to work. The Prime Minister, Stephen Smith, the High Commissioner, Kevin Rudd, began weaving the necessary diplomatic web to bring Julian home. The members of the Parliament also went and saw Caroline Kennedy, who's the US ambassador in Australia, and said to her, look, we want Julian brought home. These parliamentarians and politicians are part of us. They only act that way because of the upwelling of feeling from us. You represent those people. Another thread to join with the others. This is the final. AUKUS and the Northwest Shelf. Australia exports more gas, natural gas, than Qatar.
Yeah.
What?
Qatar gets $29 billion for that gas each year. Australia gets $800 million.
So wrong.
I reckon that's a task for us, the group to do. Yeah. You can thank Alexander Downer for that. Alexander Downer was High Commissioner for London. A friend of ours, Kieran O'Reilly, put a button holding in the street outside Harrods and said, you know, what are you going to do about Julian Assange? He replied, oh, nothing. He's an Ecuadorian citizen now, not our responsibility.
Asshole!
The last thing, and these are Australian things, and they're responsibilities that fall upon our shoulders. We've seen that a possibility with the Assange campaign to change things. The last one, AUKUS. It's now become a responsibility of Australians to assist the Prime Minister to get this albatross off our necks.
Yes.
We assist the Prime Minister. We do not resist or curse. We assist these parliamentarians. And the Clausewitz dictum. It is fair to judge an event by its results, for it's the soundest criteria. That applies to the Assange campaign. I'll repeat it again. It's fair to judge an event by its results, for it is the soundest criteria.
Yes.
Congratulations.